Chapter 44. Malone drove south toward the Pyrenees.
Where are we going? Stephanie asked.
To see Cassiopeia Vit. I think it's time we all get acquainted. Tell me about her, he said to Mark.
I don't know much. I heard that her father was a wealthy Spanish contractor, her mother a Muslim from Tanzania. She's brilliant. Degrees in history, art, religion, and she's rich. She and Dad clashed many times.
Over what? Malone wanted to know.
Proving that Christ did not die on the cross as a mission of hers. Cassiopeia resented the way Muslims were always depicted as extremists. Her quest was one of truth, Dad would say. She wanted to strip away the myth and see just how much alike Jesus Christ and Muhammad really were. Common ground, common interests, that kind of thing.
Malone studied his rearview mirrors. No one was following them. Good. He slowed the car as they entered a town identified as Saint-Loup. Being Sunday, everything was closed except for a gasoline station and convenience store. He turned in and came to a stop.
Wait here, he said as he climbed out. I have to tend to something.
Malone turned off the highway and drove the car down a graveled path, deeper into a thick forest. He stopped, and they all climbed out. A placard announced their location. Givor Archaeological Site. Welcome to the past. Here at Givor, a castle is being constructed using materials and techniques only available to 13th century craftsmen. Quarriers, stone hewers, masons, carpenters, blacksmiths, and potterers are now laboring, living, and dressing exactly as they would have 7 centuries ago. The project is privately funded, and the current estimate is 30 years will be needed to complete the castle.
Cassiopeia Vit funds all this herself? Malone asked.
Medieval history is one of her passions, Mark said.
Where does she live?
Mark pointed.
The chateau is that way.
Let's go say hello.